Okay, Rick. Well, pretty much the same management, Al, is out there with the other Al, as working the weekends. But they do have two pretty active flight schools that have been going on for about the last, I'm going to say, 2, maybe 3 years. So there's a lot of flying going on, and there's more. There are 5 jets on the field now, plus a couple of big twins. So fuel sales are really up quite a bit. The old airport fuel truck is on its last legs, so Al has purchased a used fuel truck that's going to need a lot of work. So he's working on getting that together. He did get a grant from the state to get the truck and to get it fixed up. And I think there's always planned improvements. I think some of the taxiways are going to get resurfaced and a few other things, but things keep moving along out there. So thanks for asking. That I can't think of anything else that's really interesting out there other than that, kind of the same crew. All the hangars are full, quite a bit of flying. All good to go, I guess. All right, let's go back to Ron, KC8YVF. Ron, are you ready to go, or should I put you on delay for a little while longer?
No, Dave, I'm ready to go. No problem. Thanks for accommodating there. Coming up this week, I got a short work week. So wife and I are headed out Friday. We're going to go to the west side of the state for our anniversary, which is Saturday. So this will make 45 years. So we're going to head over to Grand Haven and South Haven and Saugatuck over there in that area. I've got hotel rooms for that. Got a couple of different events for us to do. One of them is ride the train over in Coopersville. They have the fall pumpkin train. So we've got seats on the train there with luncheon and drinks on it and that, so should be a lot of fun. We've got that on Saturday, and then we've never done the dune rides over on the west side of the state, so Friday we've got that planned, the last one of the year, the last ride of the year, actually, so hopefully it's warm enough, and it looks like it's going to cooperate, at least right now, looking at the weather report from Grand Rapids. For that, it'll at least be in the 60s, so that sunny in 60s. Saturday, they got a chance of rain, but that's fine. We'll be on the train, so no big deal there. So just to get away from it for a little bit here, my wife has been working with her sister for the last basically 5 weeks, 6 weeks, to do an estate sale at their mom and dad's house. So they're trying to get rid of everything in the house to be able to get it ready to go up for sale. Mom passed away 3 years ago, so my sister's ready to part with the house now. So she worked basically 8-10 hours a day for 5 weeks to get everything ready for the estate sale, and that was last weekend. So they got rid of probably about 3/4 of it. There is some furniture left, and then the garage still has quite a bit of, you know, little knickknacks and pots and pans and dishes and things like that that didn't sell. But in general, they got rid of, like I said, about 3/4 of it. So that was a good thing. And now it's just, you know, try and get rid of the rest of it. And what's left, I guess, will get donated to the rescue mission or Goodwill or something to get rid of the rest of the things in that. There's one other thing I was trying to think of and can't at the moment, but that's the way it goes, but yeah, hopefully I get to ride the bike this week. Temperatures look to be, at least during the daytime, up into the 60s, low 70s. One day I see it's supposed to be like 36 in the morning, so that might be a cool start, but it looks to warm up in the afternoon. So cold temperatures like that, I only have 9 miles, and I got the gear to ride, so hopefully I get another weekend here.